Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Hemp production was legalized nationwide in 2018, but the federal legislation left individual states in charge of oversight. As the crop continues to roll out across the Midwest, some states are having more success than others. Harvest Public Media's Dana Cronin reports.
0.3% is hemp's magic number. That's the level of tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, that the federal government uses to distinguish hemp from marijuana. Jay Cada didn't quite make the cut.
We were the first crop in Iowa to test hot. We were more than twice the limit of THC in our plants.
He and his colleagues, who run 4M Farms in southeast Iowa, had no other choice.
We had to mow everything down and burn it.
Cada says growing hemp is hard work. Unlike row crops, most things have to be done by hand.
I have a newborn baby, so I spent all summer, instead of playing with her, I was weeding a field. And it was hot and it was miserable. And after all that, she's like, that's cool. I'm just going to light that on fire.
Cada isn't the only one. About 13% of Iowa's hemp crop came in above the legal THC threshold. In Missouri, it was about 9%. That's largely because for many states, like Iowa and Missouri, this was the first year of legal hemp production.
Anytime you start something up, I think you have some highs and some lows and some things you didn't see coming at you.
Robin Prusner oversees the hemp program for Iowa's Department of Agriculture. She says there have been a whole host of challenges for farmers this year, including the amount of sheer manual labor.
That's like, you know, having a tomato garden that's 5 acres or however big compared to just your little kind of more typical garden in the backyard.
Producers across the Midwest also struggled with other issues like pests and weeds, and it didn't get much easier once the hemp was harvested. Most hemp grown in the Midwest is for CBD, or cannabidiol, which is the non-psychoactive ingredient found in the cannabis plant. Extracting the CBD requires a processor, but because the industry is still so new, there's a severe lack of licensed processors across the region.
We have now licensed 364 hemp processors for what is, at this exact moment in time, an exact 800 licensed hemp growers.
David Lakeman manages the Division of Cannabis Regulation at the Illinois Department of Agriculture. He says the gap between growers and processors has narrowed slightly this year. But some farmers have figured out a workaround by acquiring their own processing licenses. Farmers like Andy Houston, who's been growing hemp in Illinois for 3 years now.
The CBD that's in our products came off of our farm. We know exactly where it's been. We know exactly how it was raised.
Because he has dual licenses, Houston can grow the hemp, extract the oil himself, and then sell infused products on site. It's a model that's worked well for him, and Houston is optimistic about hemp's future in the state.
Hemp's going to be around. I mean, it works too good not to be around.
Not only does CBD work well for relieving aches and pains, Houston says hemp also loves the Midwestern climate. David Lakeman at Illinois Department of Agriculture says, look out, corn and soybeans.
I think that within the next 5 to 10 years, hemp will be, in terms of the dollar amounts, one of the top three agricultural exports of the state of Illinois.
He says hemp's medical and industrial potential, plus the ingenuity of growers, means the crop's future is bright. For Here and Now, I'm Dana Cronin.